Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Tears to Breakthrough Radio Show with host author Carolyn Ritter Watson, breaking through tears, bondage, loss, and hurt, equipping you with tools to execute your God-given purpose. Remember to order your copy of Tears in a Bottle now, available on Amazon.com, and receive a free companion guide.
Hi, good morning, and welcome to the Tears to Breakthrough Radio Show. My name is Carolyn Ritter Watson, and I am your host. I thank you for stopping by. I encourage you to sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee or tea, and be blessed. Good morning. Welcome to the Tears to Breakthrough Sunday Morning Inspiration Session. I am your host and purpose pusher, Carolyn Ritter Watson. So welcome this morning. I am so excited that you decided to wake up this morning and join me. Amen. I mean, I know it's early Sunday morning, and many of you have to get ready for morning service. Some of us go to early morning service. You know, some of you might have children that you have to get ready. And so I am so excited each Sunday when you decide to join me and listen in while you go about getting prepared for your day. Amen. So thank you so much for joining this morning. You know, today I want to talk about focusing on the goodness of God. How many know that God is good? He is a good God. He is a great God. Amen. And it really doesn't matter what's going on around you. That doesn't change the fact that God is a good God, because he never changes. Amen. And so that's what we're going to be talking about today. So I just want you to sit back, relax, amen, and yes, grab a cup of coffee or tea, because I want you to be blessed by this message. You know, I've spoken to so many people who are just down in this season. You know, we are in the holiday season, and many times, you know, people are stressed out. You know, some people are stressed out because they don't have, you know, enough money to buy gifts. Some people are stressed out because they lost loved ones and they're no longer around to celebrate in this holiday season. And so, you know, whatever your situation is, I'm just here to tell you that God is good, and you know what? He's good, and he wants to be good in your life as well. He wants to show up strong in your life. And I just want to encourage somebody in that today, because somebody needs to hear that. And so today I'm going to talk to you about the goodness of God. You know, and I know that with so much going on, we got so much destruction going on around us, so much chaos, so much negativity. It's we see it every day. And, you know, you might be thinking, I don't understand how she can even think or say out of her mouth that God is good. But you know what? God is good, because, you know, I just want you to be encouraged and know that God is good, because it's not just what he does, it's who he is. God is a good God. Amen. He is a good God, and he doesn't stop being good because we have problems. Amen. And so, again, come on in, and we're going to talk about it. Amen. And I just really want to encourage you in that today. So feel free to, you know, call somebody and tell them to tune in. You know, if you would like to call in and chime in, you can do that on my guest call-in line, and that's area code 347-237-5083. That's area code 347-237-5083. So you can call in and chime in. But, you know how I like to start the show. I like to set the atmosphere. Okay, we're going to set the atmosphere up in here, right? We're going to take some deep breaths. I don't care what you're going through right now. I just want you to breathe in and take in a deep breath, right? It really helps. It helps when you take deep breaths. Amen. So I want you to breathe in all the blessings of God, all the promises of God, which are yes and amen for you. Believe it and receive it. Just breathe that in right now. And then breathe out any negativity, anything that's weighing you down today, right? Any negative thoughts that's keeping you stressed, you know, breathe that thing out today as we go into our praise and worship mode. Amen. So here we go. Take a deep breath. Breathe it in. Breathe it in. Breathe it in. Breathe it in.
Yes, Jesus. Come on, you can praise him. Come on, you can praise him. Hallelujah. And God, we, your people, are going to be obedient. As you decree, let everything that have breath give you the praise and give you the glory. Yes, God. We're so unworthy, Lord, but we stand in your presence. This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your very air we breathe. He gave it to us. We didn't buy it. Come on, tell me. Come on, lift your hands to him and tell him. It's your presence, Lord, your Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside of us, leading us and guiding us into all truth. Thank you, Lord, for it. We thank you for the gift. And not only that, when we talk about your word, it's my daily bread. It's what I long for. And God, you said, he who hungers and thirsts after righteousness shall be filled. This verse just says, your very word. Come on, tell him today. Come on, say, spoken. This is the part that I love to declare. It says, it's, and now, listen to these words. It says, I'm desperate for you. Is there anybody here you just don't want him, but you're desperate for him? You've got to have him. Sing it to him again. And now, I'm Lord, put on to Jesus. Lord, I was lost, God, once in the world, but now that you changed me, I've got to have you. Come on, sing this with us again. This is the air I breathe. Come on, I want you to sing it with us. This is the air I breathe. And because you sent your Holy Spirit, Lord, thank you that it is. Thank you, Jesus. come on, living in me as you are. It's living in me, hallelujah. I'm connected to you and you're connected to me. And I tell you today that this is my daily bread. Hallelujah, Jesus. This is my daily bread. Yes, it is. Lord, it is the truth of your word that you've given us. Desperate for him, I want you to lift your hands and tell him. Come on, tell him, I'm desperate for you, Jesus. Come on, if you're desperate for him, lift both hands to heaven and open your mouth in here. Tell him together. And I thank you, Jesus. I'm lost without you, Lord. Your presence. We need to have you there, Lord. Come on, sing it again. And I'm desperate for you. I need you, Lord. Every hour I want you, Jesus. Yes, I do. Hey. And I'm tell them again. I'm lost. Nothing without him and you'd be lost. I want you to lift your hands right now and tell him this is the air I breathe. Breathe it in. Come on, he's given us the Ruach breath, the creative breath of God, as he did Adam in Genesis. He is the air. Oh, Jesus. Come on, just breathe in now. Breathe in the air that he's given. Come on, come on, come on. You drop out, group. I want to hear the singing sanctuary. Come on, congregation. Come on, come on. Sing it in this sanctuary. Come on, sing it. Yes, Lord. Come on, sing it.
Yes, this is the air I breathe. Did you do it? Did you do it? Did you take a few deep breaths and breathe in the Ruach breath of God? You know, sometimes we just have to stop what we're doing and just take some deep breaths, right? Because stressful, I mean, I'm just going to keep it real. Life is stressful. But we have to learn how to, you know, manage our lives in such a way where we're not allowing the stress of life and the stress of this world to consume us. And so God is good. And that's what we're going to be talking about today, the goodness of God and how God is so good in our lives. You know, even when things are going wrong, God is still good. He doesn't stop being good because we have setbacks. He doesn't stop being good because we have problems, because we have struggles and obstacles in our way. That does not make God not good, because God is good. He is the essence of good. Amen. And so I've been so blessed. My pastor, Pastor Regina, our women's ministry, DDI, the Daughters of Destiny, we are doing a 21-day God is Good journal. And I think we're on day 7. So I wanted to read to you day 6. Okay? So what I wrote for day 6 is God is good. Because we know God is good, right? God is good. And so here's my entry for day 6. It says, God is good because he gives me the victory and makes me great. Woo, right there. That's powerful right there. God is good because he gives me the victory and makes me great. And that's 1 John 4:4. It tells me, but you belong to God. You belong to God. I belong to God. You belong to God. My dear children, you have already won a victory over those people because the Spirit who lives in you is greater than the Spirit who lives in the world. And so, in other words, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So some of you are dealing with people who are talking about you or might have offended you, might have rejected you, might have harmed you or abused you in some way. But guess what? According to 1 John 4:4, but you belong to God. Amen. My dear children, you have already won a victory over those people because the Spirit who lives in you is greater than the Spirit who lives in the world. Amen. The greater one lives on the inside of you. Amen. And so I just want to encourage you today because I know some people are going through it. They're just going through it. Many of you know I do mentoring, and I just hear the stories. Folks are going through it today, and so I want to encourage you today that God is good, even in the midst of you going through. God is still good. And there's a song that's actually called God is Good All the Time. Now, you know, up in the church, we're good at saying God is good all the time, and all the time God is good, and that's true. But I think, you know, many times we get into the ritual of things. You know, it just becomes a cliche. But I'm here today to tell you that it's more than a cliche because God is truly good. He's truly good. And so this song, God is Good All the Time, it's by Don Moen. And I'm not going to play it, but I am going to read the lyrics to you. I'm going to read some of those lyrics to you. Amen. And it says, God is good all the time. He puts hold on 1 second. I had the words right here on my computer, and it took me somewhere else. let me go back there. I want to read those lyrics to you. Okay, so here we go. So this it keeps popping up. Okay, why is that happening? Okay, the devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. He's trying to mess up my show today, but we're not having it. Amen. So let me just do this. Okay, it says, God is good all the time. He puts a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. Through the darkest night, his light will shine. God is good. God is good all the time. If you're walking through the valley and there are shadows all around, do not fear. He will guide you because God is good. Amen. God is good. God is good. God is good. He's so good. He's so good. Excuse me. God is so good. And I want you to be encouraged. I was trying to read those lyrics to you. I don't know all the lyrics, but for some reason my computer is acting weird. The devil is a liar. So I apologize. I'm going to pull those up over here. on another computer and see if I can get all those lyrics for you, because I really want to encourage you today. Okay, here we go. So God is good all the time. He puts a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. Through the darkest night, his light will shine. God is good. God is good all the time. Woo, praise God. If you're walking through the valley and there are shadows all around, do not fear. He will guide you. He will keep you safe and sound. Because he's promised to never leave you nor forsake you, and his word is true. God is good. God is good. And so I just want to encourage you today that God is good. I don't care what your circumstances are. I don't care what you've gone through. God is good. And he's going to not stop doing good towards you. Amen. And so, you know what? I'm trying to tell you how the enemy's been trying to attack my show, even with me putting it together and getting on the broadcast, and, you know, my computer's acting funny, and now I got this tickle in my throat. But guess what? We're going to get through this thing today. Amen. So give me a second while I drink some water. Oh, my goodness. All right, we're going to get through this thing today. Amen. I'm going to get this message out to you because I want to encourage someone today that God is good, even in the midst of the bad. God is good. I want you to say that with me right now. Say, God is good. Even in the midst of the bad, God is good, because he is. He's so good. He's such a good, good father. He's such a good, good father. Amen. And, you know, and I know this time of year people are shopping and they're, you know, buying gifts. You know, and some of you may not even have anybody to buy gifts for, or you may feel like you don't have anybody to buy gifts for, or you may even feel like you don't even have anybody to buy a gift for you. But guess what? God is so good that God gave us the best gift. He gave us the best gift. You know, for a child will be born, according to Isaiah 9:6. I'm going to just read this to you, Isaiah 9:6. And please, 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 please grab a pen and a piece of paper and begin to write down these scriptures so you can meditate on these scriptures. Amen? So Isaiah 9:6, we know that God is good because he gave us a gift, right? He gave us the best gift. And it says, for a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And so guess what? God is our everything. He's so good. He's that wonderful counselor that you need. Do you need counseling today? He is that wonderful counselor. Amen. He is a mighty God. Amen. He's our everlasting father. Some of you may not have your fathers with you right now. Know that God is an everlasting father, amen. Some of you may need some peace right now, amen. God is the Prince of Peace, amen. Amen. God is good. God is good. Isaiah is speaking of Jesus. According to Isaiah, he would be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. God is good, amen. Declare that with me today. God is good. Good. We're going to focus on God's goodness today. We're not going to focus on all the craziness that's going on around us in this season. Amen. And so what I want to do right now, I am going to go to a commercial break. Okay. And when I come back, we are going to continue to talk about God's goodness. He's so good. He's so good. Be encouraged in the fact that God is good. Amen.
Hey, Twin, what are you doing?
I'm doing some guilt-free shopping at Layla Simone's Shop for a Cause.
This is amazing. I can shop with a purpose and for a cause.
Did you know that Layla Simone supports breast cancer research, awareness, women in crisis, and youth-related nonprofits?
Each time I shop online within their network, a donation is made automatically with no additional cost to me.
I love guilt-free shopping.
Wow, they even offer personal shopper services?
Move over. I love shopping online. And for a good cause, I'm in.
What is their contact info?
You can call
call 610-504-0690 or go to LaylaSimone.com. Peace.
You are listening to the Tears to Breakthrough Inspiration Session with Carolyn Ritter-Watson.
All right, I am back. Yes, and that commercial, Layla Simone Shop for a Cause, many of you know that is my organization with my granddaughter, Layla, where you can shop with a purpose and for a cause. So check us out at LaylaSimone.com. Amen. God is good. I'm telling you, God is good. He's good. And that's what we're talking about today, the goodness of God. Say that with me. Declare and decree that thing with me today, that God is good. And guess what? He's good to you. He's good to you. Even in the midst of the mess, God is good to you. You need to know that today. You need to be encouraging that. Don't let the devil steal your joy. Don't let him make you think that God is not good and that he's only good for others and not good for you. The devil is a liar, right? God is good. And he's good to you as well, right? You know? And so God is so good. I want to just give you some scripture to just tell you, to help you to reflect on the goodness of God, right? He's so good on so many different levels. You know, and I know in this season people are shopping and buying gifts, and sometimes they forget about the real reason for the season. We know that Jesus is the real reason for the season. Amen. So let's not lose our focus on that truth, right? But we know that God is good, and God is like, you know, he gives us gifts, amen? You know, he gives us the best gift, we know that, right? And so Psalm 84:11, it says, "For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk blameless." Right? I'm going to read the New International Translation. It says, "For the Lord God is our sun and our shield. He gives us grace and glory. The Lord withholds no good thing from those who do what is right." And so, you know, we got to do what is right, because if we do, this is a promise from God. If we do what's right, God will withhold no good thing from us. Right, God is good because he does not withhold any good thing from us. And so he doesn't want to withhold any good thing from you, right? God is good. He's good. I'm trying to tell you this morning, he's good, right? And God is so good. He's so good. And he loves us so much that according to, and we're all familiar with this scripture, John 3:16, God loves us so much that he gave us Jesus. "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." God is good. God is good. God is so good that he gives us good gifts. Amen. He's so good. And I want you just to begin to declare and decree that. You know, Scripture says if we declare a thing and decree a thing, it shall be established. And so today I just want you to keep repeating over and over again how good God is, and begin to look around even in your own life. And even though things may not be exactly the way you want them to be, just look around and look at God's gift, goodness. First of all, the fact that you woke up this morning, the fact that you have breath in your body, hallelujah, the fact that you're able to listen to this broadcast, hallelujah, God is good. God is good, amen. God is good. Life may not be perfect, but God is good, right? But then we know that God gives perfect gifts. He's a giver of perfect gifts. Right? Your life might not be perfect, but guess what? God is the giver of perfect gifts. In this Christmas season, you may not get exactly the gift that you want to get, but know that God gives the perfect gifts. And so James 1:17, it says, the English Standard Translation says, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. Woo, praise God, I love that. And then so the New International Version, those of you who know me know I like to go to different translations. And so the New International Version says, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly light, who does not change like shifting shadows. Ooh, I like that. He doesn't change like shifting shadows. Amen. You know, you might have some people in your life that might have let you down, and they change like shifting shadows. Amen. You know, they might give you some gift that you don't want, but God gives the perfect gift. Amen. And he doesn't change like shifting shadows. I have another translation for you. It's called the Net Bible. I love different translations, and so I'm going to read this to you. It says, all generous giving and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or the slightest hint of change. Woo! Oh, hallelujah. I rejoice just in that fact, just in that truth. Amen. God is good, beloved. God is good. I want you to say that with me right now. Say, God is good despite what you're going through right now. God is good, and he loves you so much. He's a good, good father. Amen. He is good. I want you to begin to bask in his goodness today. I want you to really start looking around and see how, even though you might have some setbacks, how God is really showing up in your life, and his goodness is showing up in your life today. You know, we got to count our blessings, and we got to name them one by one, right? You know, we got to not always be so anxious. You know, scripture says to be anxious for nothing but everything through prayer and supplication. So many times we're just anxious because things are not going right. So we're so anxious to get to the next thing and anxious to get to the next thing. Oh, if I can get through this, then I'll be happy. Oh, if I get through that, then I'll be blessed. Oh, if I get through that, then I'll be able to see that God is good. No, God is good right now. Right now, right where you are right now, God is good. He is good. That's who he is. He is a good, good father. Amen. You need to believe that, and you need to receive that on today. Amen. And so God is good, and he has a plan for your life. Say that with me right now. Say, God is good, and he has a plan for my life. Because many of you think that God's forgotten about you. He has not forgotten about you. God is good, and he has a plan for your life. There is a purpose on earth that God desires you to fulfill. We all have a purpose. We all have one. And many times when life happens, when setbacks happen, when things happen, we get discouraged. You know, we forget about our dreams. We forget about our desires. But, you know, God is still good. God is good, and he has a plan for your life. There is a purpose on earth that God desires you to fulfill, and only you can fulfill that thing. Only you. So God is good. Amen. Say that with me right now. Say, God is good. And there is promise and purpose in you. You know, we're in the Christmas season. You know, just as the Holy Spirit deposited that promise of Jesus on the inside of Mary, he has placed promise and purpose on the inside of you. God is good. Amen. Even in the midst of the mess, God is good. And his plan and purpose for your life doesn't change because problems occur. Right? I think sometimes we get it twisted. We think because we have problems, because we have setbacks, God is no longer good in our lives, that God no longer has a purpose and a plan for us. No, his plan and purpose is still, his plan is to give you a hope in the future. Amen. He has the best plan for your life. Amen. God is good. God has a destiny for you. He has a place where he wants you to be. There's some things that he needs you to do on this earth. There are people waiting for you to begin to operate in your gifts. Amen. God is good. But first you got to realize that God is good, and not only is he good, but he's good to you. Because many times we look around and we think he's only good to somebody else. No, he's good to you as well. He is. He's good. He's good. Look around. You're still breathing, right? You're still here after everything. You're still here after everything you've gone through. You are still here for a purpose. Amen. And so God is good, and he wants to do something good with your life. You know, let's go back to Mary. Like Mary, who birthed Jesus, God wants to birth something through you, but you have to trust him. God is saying that you're not trusting him. Many of you are not trusting God. You're trusting man. You're putting all your trust in man and none of your trust in God. No, we trust God over man. We trust, I'm going to say that again, we trust God over man. But many of you are trusting man over God. And so you have some trust issues. You have not trusted him. You say that you trust him, but your actions say something different. Some of you are thinking that God is not so good because you are having problems, right? And so there's your little trust issue. You trust God until obstacles come, then you allow that doubt to kick in, right? No, God doesn't stop being God because you have obstacles. He doesn't. He doesn't stop being God because you have problems. He doesn't. He doesn't stop being good, right, because of our problems. And so I'm here to tell you today that God is good. He's good all the time, and all the time God is good. Say that with me right now. You know how we do in church. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good, right? I'm here to tell you that God is good and he still has a wonderful plan for your life. He called you to that thing, whatever that thing is. You know what that thing is that God is calling you to do. God is good and he wants to birth something good out of you. Amen. And some of you think that God cannot use you. Some of you think that God may be good, but I'm not good enough for God to use me. You know, you have all these limiting beliefs, these negative thoughts, negative self-talk. You know, we got to get rid of that. I come against every thought that doesn't line itself up with God. Hallelujah. If everything that is trying to consume your mind today that is not of God, I come against that thing right now in the name of Jesus. We got to cast those thoughts out of our mind. We got to come against those things, right? God is good. He's good. I want you to just keep saying that all day long as you go throughout your day. Just say God is good because he is. He is good and he is a good God. Amen. And so I want to read Romans 8:35 to you. God is good and nothing can separate you from his love. Nothing that you've gone through, nothing that you're going through can separate you from the love of God. And so Romans 8:35, it says, who shall separate us from Christ's love? Shall affliction or distress, persecution or hunger, nakedness or danger or the sword? No, nothing can separate you from the love of Christ. Nothing. And then the English Standard Version says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? No, nothing. Nothing can separate you from the love of God. God is good. He loves you so much. And this is what I want to leave you with. I want to leave you with this, and then I'm going to pray. Remember that God has your best interest at heart. He has a great future plan for you. Jeremiah 29:11 tells us that. This is where I really want you to write down these scriptures. And then know that whatever you are facing, it is only temporary. Trouble don't last always. There is an expiration date on your problems today. Amen. Actively working for you. Yes, he is. God will turn every evil plan of the enemy around for your benefit. Amen. Note that today. The Lord is willing to give you the desires of your heart. Know that today. That's Psalm 37:4. And so I want you to trust God. Begin to trust him again. Begin to bask in his goodness. Right, he's so good. He's so good. I want you to meditate on those scriptures that I gave you today. I want you to replay this broadcast over and over and over again until you get this thing in your spirit. Amen. Amen. I want you to do that, and I want you to just keep saying throughout the day, God is good. Even when negative things happen, right? When negative things happen, just begin to say, God is good, right? Right? When things don't go your way, just begin to say, God is good. God is good, because, again, he's not going to stop being good just because things are happening in your life. Amen. Be encouraged in that. And let me just pray for you. Father God, I thank you, God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you today, Lord God, that, you know, you are a good, good Father, and you never stop loving us. Your love is everlasting, the everlasting. You love us, Lord God, with such an unconditional love. You love us like no one else could ever love us, Lord God, and we thank you for that today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. And, Lord God, I just lift up everyone who in this season is doubting your love, Lord God, those who at one time might have known your goodness, but right now they're not feeling your goodness, Lord God. Help to make them see that you are a good, good Father, and you are so good. Hallelujah. Let them see that you have a plan and a purpose for them, Lord God, and that your plan has not stopped just because they're going through troubles today, Lord God. Hallelujah. Help them to see that trouble don't last always, Lord God. Trouble do not last always. Help them to see that nothing can separate them from your love. Nothing that they could ever go through can separate them from your love, Lord God. Lord God, I ask that you would just wrap your arms around them today. Hold them tight, Daddy. Hold them tight. Help them to see that you are a good, good Father to them, Lord God. You are a good Father, and they could run into your arms as you hold them tight today. Hallelujah, Lord God. Lord God, I ask that you will meet them at their every need, Lord God. You said that you would supply our every need, Lord God. Hallelujah. Lord God, you know, in this season, someone needs to know and they need to feel your goodness, Lord God. They need to feel your presence, Lord God. Help them to feel your presence today, Lord God. Help them to see that you will never leave them, that you have not left them, because you promised us to never leave us nor forsake us, Lord God. Hallelujah. You are our Prince of Peace. You are our Lord of Lords. You are our mighty God. Hallelujah. Our everlasting Father. Hallelujah. We trust you, Lord. You're our wonderful counselor, Lord God. Hallelujah. You're all those things to us. Help them to see that, Lord God, today. And finally, God, I speak a third John blessing over us today. I pray above all things that we will prosper, that we will be in health, even as our soul prospers in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Be encouraged today. God is good. He's a good, good Father. He's a loving Father, and he wants good to you. He is good to you. Focus on God's goodness. Focus on his goodness, right? I know that things may not be working out the way that you plan them to work out. You know, you might be having some setbacks, you know, some struggles today, some troubles today, but focus on the goodness of God. And if you, because sometimes the enemy will play with our minds and lead us to believe that, you know, there's no hope, you know, there's no hope. I don't know how I'm going to get out of this thing. But God is good, and he wants to be good in your life. Amen. Just if you can't even see God's goodness right now, just take a deep breath. And even in that, start there. Start there with the fact that you're still here. After everything, you are still here. God is good. He's a good, good Father. He's a good, good Father, and he wants to love on you today. But you have to believe that, and you have to receive that. Amen. And so I pray that you are blessed by the broadcast today. Ladies, don't forget to join me on Facebook. In our private group. And gentlemen, you know what? Actually, you can join us too, because we do have gentlemen in there, and God is going to do some amazing things, you know, in the upcoming year. And so just join us and be encouraged every day. You know, there's always encouraging posts and, you know, we're praying for each other, we're standing in a gap for each other. And so everyone needs someone. So, you know, if you need some support today, join me on Facebook in our private group. Amen. So that's all I have for you today. Just know that God loves you. Just know that he cares. Just know that he is good. Even in the midst of the mess, he's still good. He's still that good, good Father to you. Amen. And I love you so much. And I will see you next time. And guess what? Christmas. I won't see you before Christmas. So I want you to have a merry, merry Christmas. Merry, merry Christmas. Enjoy your Christmas. And guess what? If you don't have someone to be with for Christmas, find someone. because I don't want you to be alone on Christmas. You should not be alone. You know, sometimes we're just loners and we just want to be alone and wallow in it. I don't want you wallowing in it in this season. I want you to find someone to hang out with. I know there's someone. There's someone that God has sent your way that you could spend the holidays with. Amen. Be encouraged. You know how I like to go out. I like to go out with Howard Hewitt. Amen. And so that's what we're going to do. And I will see you next time. Have a blessed week and have a happy holiday. Merry Christmas. God bless.
Goodbye for now. We'll have our second time around. But before you go, there's something I'd like to say. Everything's not what it seems. There's a stronger force behind the scenes. He's in our lives every day. He's right there when we call. Sing it.
You are listening to the Tears to Breakthrough Inspiration Session with Carolyn Ritter-White.